This is 89.1 WEMU, and welcome to another edition of Cinema Chat. We bring it to you every Thursday. I'm David Fair, and typically we're joined by Michigan Theater Foundation Executive Director Russ Collins. He's away this week, so our regular fill-in and good friend Nick Alderink is here to fill us in on all things movies. Thanks for stopping by today, Nick. I appreciate it.
Oh, thanks for having me once again.
Well, tell me about, there's some upcoming series in which we get to see just a variety of films within particular categories.
Yes, these are two series that I'm very, very excited about. One is a French romance series. As we figure, the weather outside is frightful, so why don't we have some escapist French romance films, mostly through the 50s and 60s, and one more modern film. We're going to kick things off next week, Monday, January 22nd, with Hiroshima Mon Amour. This is a seminal, the French New Wave was beginning from Alain Resnais. Then we have a film from Truffaut, Jules and Jim, on Monday, January 29th. Then we're gonna lighten the mood a little bit. We have two French musicals, both from Jacques Demy. The Umbrellas of Cherbourg is one of his most famous films from 64. And then we're going to follow that up with The Young Girls of Rochefort on the 12th. And then we're going to, kick things to the 21st century with Portrait of a Lady on Fire.
All right. Now, this may speak to my complete and utter lack of culture. I've not heard of one of those. Have you seen any of them?
Yeah, I've seen them all, actually. We're kind of starting at a more, I guess, I don't want to call the first two or the first film depressing, but a little more somber film. And then Umbrellas of Cherbourg and Young Girls of Rochefort, just vibrant, colorful musicals. Both of them were described by Greta Gerwig as inspirations for the look of Barbie.
Oh, interesting. So, very interesting. Well, as usual, it comes down to it must be a case of me.
Yeah. But you've heard of Quincy Jones, though,
of
right?
Of course. Very familiar.
Another film. I've been sitting on this series for a long time, and I'm finally very excited to put it on the big screen. So of Quincy Jones, legendary, innovative jazz and pop composer, has worked with Frank Sinatra. He worked with him on Fly Me to the Moon. He did Michael Jackson's Thriller. Just a legendary career, but a lot of people don't give him the credit he deserves for his film compositions. So we have a great series of films, Slender Thread from 65, In the Heat of the Night 67, Cactus Flower 69, The Color Purple, the original film. He did work on a producer for the newer film, which is what inspired me to put this series on screen. Finally, we're showing that in Cold Blood from 67, The Italian Job in 69. These are all going
to
be on Tuesdays at the Michigan Theater.
I have to be honest, I didn't know he was the composer on any of those.
Yeah. His work, he created a certain mood with his compositions, akin to, I would put him up there with John Williams. He's able to just create mood. He's able to create tension with his scores. But there's, for some reason, he just, without Quincy Jones, I believe, we wouldn't have had John Williams.
Very interesting.
So, he created that sound of the 60s in cinema. There, if anyone, I'm sure people are familiar with Mike Myers' Austin Powers. Each of those films start with a dance sequence to Quincy Jones' Soul Bossa Nova.
Oh.
So he really helped create that swinging 60s sound that people really know today.
He has touched just about every aspect of our entertainment
lives,
hasn't he?
So Tuesdays at the Michigan, starting January 30th with Slender Thread.
Well, there is a somewhat of a thriller and something that touches upon some of the issues we face in real life today in a movie opening this weekend.
We have ISS. This is a new film this is coming to your multiplex. It's starring Ariana DeBose, who just won an Oscar for Spielberg's West Side Story. And she said that she wants to make it very clear she's not a musical one-trick pony, which is why she shows up in this one. So it's a thriller set on the International Space Station. That's coming to the multiplex. And then a film that I am very, very excited for people to see. Finally, I saw this film about a month ago, and I'm just dying to talk about it with somebody. And that's All of Us Strangers. This is from director Andrew Hay. People will know his work 45 Years and Weekend. It stars Andrew Scott, who people will know from playing his role as Moriarty on the BBC series Sherlock, and also the hot priest in Fleabag. It also stars Paul Mescal, whose film After Sun really stuck with me from last year. But it's about the two of them. They seem to be the only two people living in an apartment complex in London. They begin a relationship, and then meanwhile, Andrew Scott is starting to deal with some trauma from his past. I'll leave it at that.
And it deals with the subjects of love and grief.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, that's okay. Yeah.
Well, that makes perfect sense. You are listening to Cinema Chat on 89.1 WEMU. I'm David Fair alongside Nick Aldering from the Michigan Theater. And a movie that I'm particularly looking forward to is Freud's Last Session.
So, yeah, this stars the great Anthony Hopkins as Sigmund Freud and Matthew Good as C.S. Lewis. Two great minds of the 20th century, and it takes place on the eve of the Second World War, and it deals with their own personal battles over the existence of God. So a lot of the film is conversations between the two of them as they happen in real life.
I love conversation films.
Yeah.
I do. I think so they're some of the most fascinating works and most difficult to pull off well.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Well, late night classics, always available at the Michigan and State Theaters, and one of my weird favorites is Harold and Maude, and I'm glad that's making a return to the big screen.
Absolutely. This film holds a special place in the history of the State Theater. It was the longest film to ever show on our screen. It opened in 1971, and I believe it played every Saturday for over a year at the State Theater. So you're right. This is one of my favorite films of all time, too, and it's just such a strange, life-affirming film with an incredible score from Cat Stevens. It's one of my favorite film soundtracks of all time.
Yeah, well, that was great. But, yeah. I mean, who didn't fall in love with Ruth Gordon?
Absolutely, yeah.
The Fifth Element is playing as well.
Yeah, so this is a cult classic sci-fi film from 97. It'll play tomorrow at 9:30. Then you can catch it again next week, Thursday, January 25th at 7:30.
Question, and be honest.
Yeah.
Did you understand it the first time you saw it?
No, I don't think anybody understood
it. I didn't get it.
But it's silly, and it's fun, and it's silly in the way that I wish more directors had the guts to do today.
Right, and visually it was very appealing.
So. Yeah, yes.
And Korean cinema now, the Michigan Theater, one of the few that takes time to do this kind of thing.
Yeah, so this is free and open to the public. That's this Saturday at 1 o'clock. We're playing Return to Seoul. This was a film that it was Cambodia's entry for Best International Feature Film in last year's Academy Awards, so it wasn't nominated. It's about a French woman who returns to Korea where she was born, and she searches for her biological family, and then her past and the mysteries of her past seem to unravel. That's from director Davey Chu. Again, free and open to the public. No reservations or tickets required. Show up at 1 o'clock. Take a seat in the main theater, and yeah, enjoy this really incredible film.
That's great. And you're not only featuring Korean cinema, Japanese as well.
Yes. So we also have the University of Michigan Center for Japanese Studies. Their 2024 series is kind of focusing on Japanese horror films, and we have Jugoku, which will play next week, Thursday, January 25th at 7:15. The first film is going to be at the State. The rest of the films are going to be at the Michigan.
And you have another special screening upcoming a week from today, and that is My Love Affair with Marriage.
Yeah, so this is the director Signe Bowman will be in attendance for the Penny Stamp Speaker Series that is free and open to the public. That starts at 5:30. And then after that, we're showing one of her films called My Love Affair with Marriage at 7:30. So yeah, your show will be sticking around for a post-film Q&A after that one. Just a very incredible animator, and I'm very excited to talk to her.
Well, you are continuing some films that have already been open but will remain available. How has Mean Girls been going over?
Mean Girls had a great weekend. People really came out to see that one in ways that just made me very, very happy. And it's getting pretty good reviews. Some may say it's not as good as the original, but how how it's that's a very hard that's a very high bar to cross. but the Mean Girls is continuing at the state. American Fiction is also continuing at the state. We're getting really great reviews on that one, and that one is sure to come up in the Oscar conversation within the next month or so. Poor Things is going to be moving over from the Michigan to the state starting tomorrow. The Boy and the Heron from the latest from Hayao Miyazaki, that's actually going to be moving from the state to the Michigan starting this weekend. And so we have a lot of great choices to see at the Michigan State Theater this weekend.
So as we wind down, I have one more question for you. We are just kicking off 2024, Nick. Mm-hmm. What does the projection for the film industry look like in this new year?
I think I'm very optimistic. I think Hollywood's a little bit nervous because there's not as too many high-profile blockbusters coming up, but the independent film industry is looking as solid as ever.
And that is certainly good for the Michigan and
Absolutely,
State Theaters.
Yeah.
Well, Nick, thank you so much for filling in for Russ Collins today. I always appreciate when you're here and enjoy your company.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me. Great talking to you.
That is Nick Aldrich. He is the programming manager at the Michigan and State Theaters in downtown Ann Arbor. And I'm David Fair. We thank you for joining us for another edition of Cinema Chat. You hear it each Thursday, and you hear it only on your community NPR station, 89.1 WEMU-FM, Ypsilanti.